I guess that would be the... Oh, thanks, Tim. You're younger than I am.
Not much.
I guess that would be the question that I would ask today. And it has nothing to do with the message. But the question is it well with your soul? It's kind of what it's all about. I have a message titled God Knows, and it's from the second chapter of Exodus. And Tim read a couple verses, and I don't want to alter tradition, so I do have a joke. However, if you're not a Baptist or a Methodist, it may not register, but I will explain it. But just getting back from the annual conference up in Lakeside, and I did attend, I have a witness, two witnesses. There was a group of Methodist ministers who were attending a similar annual retreat in a countryside resort, and so they decided they were going to go out and explore the area and look around and see what was out there. And so anyway, as they did, they saw this bridge. Unfortunately, they didn't notice a sign that declared the bridge unsafe to walk across. So they decided they're going to go ahead and walk across it. They don't see the sign, so they're out walking. And the caretaker comes running up and says, "Hey there, you better get off the bridge." One of them turned around and said, "It's all right." He said, we are here in a resort, and we have permission to be all over, you know, over the property." And the caretaker said, "I'm not concerned about that, but if you're not careful and don't get off the bridge, you're all going to become Baptists." For those that Baptists, as you know, immerse, and we would immerse if we had a baptistry, I'll tell you that, but we don't have one. Did anything in your life ever cause you to cry out to God? Anything? I think it probably has. We cry out in death of a loved one. We cry out for a lot of different reasons. And one of the things, and Tim read it, and I want to just share two verses he gave again, but he's talking about the Israeli bondage. And he says in Exodus chapter 2, verses 23, he says, "Now it happened after a long time," which is about 40 years, "that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned and sighed because of the bondage. And they cried out." They not only groaned, but they cried. "And their cry was for help because of their bondage." Their cry ascended to God. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw the sons of Israel, and God took notice of them, and he was concerned about them. Knowing all, understanding all, and remembering all. And there's four things that come out in that particular verse. And Cindy, if you would just skip through to the first verse, to the first slide that says, "God hears." God knows who we are. And a lot of times we wonder, does God hear us? Where is he? Where is he? What's he doing? There's no biblical record anywhere of any prophet speaking to any of the Israelite children. There's no record of it all, except the fact that we know probably through some writings that were handed down and different things that went about, is they probably knew the history of children, you know, that had come before them and other grandparents and great-grandparents, because after all, they were in the unpromised land for 400 years because of their what? Disobedience. And that's probably why a lot of people miss out on God's blessing, is because of their disobedience, and so they complain. And so the question they ask is, God really there? Does he exist? I've got this physical problem. Does God know I have that? Does he really care? Does he hear me when I ask him for something? Is he sitting up on his throne, just sitting there with his feet up on the ottoman, watching Jerry Springer? Well, he really doesn't have to watch Jerry Springer because he knows what's going to happen. So there's four things that these two verses talk about in Exodus, and they are God hears. Not yet. God remembers, God sees, and God knows. The very first one is God hears. While the Israelite children, I'm sure, were certainly worried as they wandered about, and were certainly concerned whether God was hearing them or not. Oftentimes, I'm sure that they prayed and figured nothing was going to happen. The psalmist wrote, he said, "He who has ears, let him hear. Surely hears himself." Psalms 34:17, "The righteous pray for help, and the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress and trouble." So does God hear? Bible says he does. What about God? Does God remember? I think God does remember. Not only does he hear, but he also remembers his covenant with his people. He made that covenant with Abraham and said, "I will bless all nations through you." So who's he going to bless? He's going to bless Isaac. He's going to bless Jacob. And I'll let you in on a little secret. He's going to bless us, because we are part of that seed. Genesis says, "Then the Lord said to him, 'Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country, not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions.'" Who's coming out? The Israelite children. Because God's going to punish the people that made them slaves. So God hears us. God remembers. You remember the Israelite children, but what about Methodists? What about Catholics? What about Presbyterians? Does God hear them? Does God know? Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't make any difference what denomination we are. It only makes a difference if we're a member of his church. That's what's really important, and that's what it's all about. But the fulfillment of the promise of Abraham was not just for Abraham, but it was for all future generations. And that's one of the things that we are blessed with. So God hears, God remembers, God sees. God saw the Israelites. He saw what was happening to them. He knew all about it. He knew the slavery that they were under. He knew that their children were murdered. He knew that there was even worse oppression coming than what they had had. Psalmist says, in Psalm 94:7, he said, "The Lord does not see, the God of Jacob, does not perceive, understanding, and dullest of the people. Fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear does not hear. He who formed the eye does not see." God always sees. He's the one that did that planting. So God hears, God remembers, God knows. The final clause, I think, is the most important and sometimes the most difficult. Because when we look at that, and I looked at it and I saw how different translations, I hate to use the term translated, this particular verse, but the NIV says was concerned about them. The King James says had respect unto them. And there's a lot of different translations out there, but the Hebrew says God knew. It doesn't get any plainer than that. We can translate that any way we want, but I don't know Hebrew. I'll be the first to tell you. But in reading, that is what comes out of it. You go on in Exodus, and it said, "Then the Lord said, 'I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their suffering.'" But in the context of that, God knew, I think there's so much more about it. Because it was relevant to the Israelites' situation. But if it was relevant to their situation, isn't it relevant to our situation? To know that God knows everything that's going on. There are four things I just want to mention to you. And I'm not going to take a lot of time. But God knows our present weakness. God knows what bothers us. God knows what's troubling us. God also knows what our future failures are going to be. And I would encourage especially the people that we recognize, and congratulations to each and every one of you for your accomplishment. It's wonderful, for lack of anything. I'm sure Chip and Melissa are thinking, three in college, not the same time. So, you know, I'm sure they appreciate that. Maggie, what were you studying? Okay. You got a candidate there on the left of your mom to deal with. Now, that is wonderful. God knows what's going to happen in your future. It's not going to change, but we have a choice. And we can be part of that decision. And I would encourage you that since God knows the future, make it a wise future. Make it a spiritual future. Make it a future that God comes first. He's not so jealous that he doesn't want you to enjoy life, but he does have to have preeminence. God knows the power of the enemy that we face. He knows the power of Satan. Remember, we've talked about Job a lot, but he limited what Satan could do to Job. But he knew what he could do to him, and he knew what he would do to him if he was given the chance. So in conclusion, and I know this is a short message, and several of you are sitting there saying, hallelujah. Amen, praise the Lord. And Cindy's got a big smile on her face. So what are your sorrows? What are the things that trouble you? Because God knows what those are. What are your pains? What are you crying to God about? The thing about it, whatever those sorrows are, whatever your pains are, whatever your cries are, he knows. You see, God remembers. He remembers all the promises he made. He sees what we're going through, and he's concerned about us. He knows what our needs are. He knows what's behind us as well as we do. But he knows what's ahead of us. God knows our sins. God knows our failures. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our future. He knows everything. So the challenge would be, persevere. Because Revelation, the end of Revelation says, we win. So no matter what it is, no matter what the difficulty is, understand that God sees your situation. God remembers what happened to the Israelite children. And if he remembers what happened to the Israelite children, then he remembers what happens to you and I. God remembers. God sees you and I, and God knows you and I. We are going to have the ushers come and collect the offering. And we're going to have a final hymn, and I encourage you, if there's something that is troubling you and you would like to have some prayer for it, feel free to come up, because, like I said, we believe in praying for people. God bless you.